So a lot of historic stuff happening here in the U.S. And speaking of which... It is 5:32 on a Thursday, and that means it's time for History Matters, This Week in History with Mr. Scott Washington, who joins us here in the studio. Hello.
Thank you, Aaron. You know, when I hear that theme, I know everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
It's all going to become part of history.
Sooner or later,
and it will eventually make sense.
And eventually people will start to talk about it, A, in the sort of kind of nostalgic, oh, hey, remember back
That's
in 2017
That's
when
right.
everything was great.
Yes, yeah.
Let's get back to that golden age.
That's right.
All of our political disputes will be talked about as if no one ever had a conflict. Someone came up with an answer, and then everyone was like, yep, that's right, and all the problems were solved.
Well, and sometimes we get really great history, as some of you who listen to our show know, and sometimes we have the whimsical and the fun.
Yes.
And Monday, the 19th, marks some really great, important things. The Statue of Liberty arrives in New York in 1885, 151-foot high statue, a gift from the French people.
Yep.
And I think that's cool. The first motion picture is dedicated in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1905.
Awesome.
Which is kind of fun.
First theater, right?
First theater.
The first movie theater opens to screen exclusively movies, which was a real big risk.
Huge.
Because 1905, there weren't a lot of movies to show,
right?
Yeah.
And there's two that is about the freedom of expression.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Howard of the Three Stooges is born on this date. But also Salman Rushdie,
yes.
Whose book, The Satanic Verses, prompted the Ayatollah Khomeini to place a bounty on his life.
Yes.
And, you know, at least here in the United States, we can celebrate the fact that, yes, freedom of expression is an okay thing.
Yeah. But it's something that we had to fight for here, too, right?
That's absolutely right. And those rights that we take for granted are the beacon of hope to the rest of the world.
Yep.
And that's a great thing. It's also World Sauntering Day.
Yes.
We've got to at least note that in the hush and, you know, hustle and bustle, the rush of the world.
Take time to stop and see those roses over there and casually meander over to smell them.
Now, I did not quite understand that it began at the Grand Hotel in Mackinac Island in Michigan.
Mackinac Island.
Mackinac. Because
that C is a W.
Oh, well, good. See, I'm glad you're here to correct that. Otherwise,
my Michigander.
Yeah,
me and the other Michiganders that are listening to this. So I'm going to be in Michigan next week.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
One of the things Brad, my boyfriend, and I are going up to Michigan. I'm taking him to Mackinac Island. So we will be standing on this porch of the Grand Hotel, the largest porch in the whole wide world, so large that you can saunter from one end to the other, and you can have like a whole day organized around it.
Wouldn't
so I'm excited about
that. You don't
this.
Have like a marathon that's a sauntering marathon.
Yes.
It would take hours,
nice.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, we're just taking
that's
your time.
That's my kind of marathon,
yes,
right?
I think that would be would be lovely.
I'm actually really fascinated because I don't know how many listeners out there are familiar with Mackinac Island or that part of Michigan or the Grand Hotel, but Mackinac Island is very historic.
Yeah.
In and of itself, it's right at the Straits of Mackinac. It's the most beautiful part of Michigan. It's mm-hmm. where you tell people to go, and people are like, "Oh, I'm going to Michigan. What should I do?"
Right.
Go to Mackinac Island. That's the thing. It's this island where cars have been banned.
Really?
So it's just bicycling, foot traffic, and horses.
No
so
golf
it's all
carts?
Very historic. No golf carts.
Really?
I think the police department and the there's an ambulance and a police car. So that's the motorized vehicle. But everyone else has to make do on bikes and horses. And because it's very historic and the Grand Hotel is this like summer resort, they go out of their way to make sure you're familiar with the history of this place while you're there. You go to the Grand Hotel, they've got plaques on the walls commemorating, oh, somewhere in time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour was filmed here and this movie was filmed here. I did not know that World Sauntering Day started at the Grand Hotel.
I didn't know that either.
Which shocks the heck out of me because ordinarily they would be very upfront about
this. And not recently,
1979.
That's the last millennium, too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, that's. I was born in 1979, extremely
that's
recent.
Historic.
Oh, man, it was barely yesterday.
Yes. Well, that's also back in our island, is where George Eastman took all these chemicals. He thought, mm-hmm. well, let's see, I want to experiment with. photography, and people started following around. That's when he got the glimmer of an idea that this could be a popular fad.
Yep.
But some of that silver nitrate spilled on his clothing. Supposedly, he hated it, and then he began to experiment with dry emulsion, yeah, which leads to modern photography.
Other little known fact, Mackinac Island was the second national park in the U.S.
That's,
yeah,
great.
Yellowstone was first, Mackinac Island was second. It's no longer a national park. It's now a state park.
How did they decide?
I don't know
that
exactly the story behind that, but
I'm
it was
glad
the first
you're going
national
there to investigate.
Yes, I will come back and tell you the story.
How does a park become an unnational park?
Yes.
Well, ooh, welcome to visiting Yellowstone. Unfortunately, it's no longer a national park. It's private property.
Oh, whoa. Can we go back and just create a list of unnational parks?
Yes. Yeah, see, things can become historical and then, well, they change. So
yeah,
I'm glad you're going to find out.
Like, we can take like all of the like Superfund sites and
right,
places where like we've committed some horrible atrocity or other and commemorate
right,
those as unnational,
yes,
parks and have like a whole big...
I think that's a great
someone
idea.
Someone needs to create a database and build a website and get
that's
on
right.
That.
I think
that
that's a wonderful idea. See,
right,
there's another way of looking at history.
Yeah.
Well, we have some things, other things coming up. The 1782 on Tuesday, the 20th, 1782 is when the U.S. adopts the Great Seal bearing an eagle with the motto "E pluribus unum,"
yes,
out of many one, mm-hmm, which is, you know, that's a great thing. Now, the Black Hole of Calcutta, I've always heard of this, but this was actually something
there's
that
no
actually
segue
happened
whatsoever.
No,
on
no,
that
no,
one.
No, no, no. We keep things.
E pluribus
want you to,
unum, the U.S.
Do
national monument. What a great thing. Anyway, the Black Hole of Calcutta.
Well, we don't want you to turn that station. We say, oh my gosh, what will they talk about next? And certainly that's 1756. Actually, 146 people are forced to spend a night in a prison cell in Calcutta in the war between Britain and France, 18 by 14 feet, with only two small windows, only 22 men and the single soul woman survived that night.
Yeah.
But I did not know that was an actual
I'd have
really
heard
surprised
of it, but I didn't know what it actually was. So it's just a tiny prison cell that they crammed 146 people into.
That's a terrible experiment.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we don't do that anymore.
Well,
here's a nice one. Now, I remember this back in high school, a teacher talking about the First Amendment saying, well, who would like to, if somebody wants to burn the flag, you can do that. And we all looked at each other and said, yeah, well, maybe not today. But but on Wednesday the 21st is when the Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that the burning of the American flag in protest is ruled legal. Which may outrage people, but that's part of the First Amendment. It's also the 50th anniversary of the computer mouse, which is really
nice.
Wild. 1967 is when Douglas Engelbart filed a patent for the first computer mouse.
Interesting.
Which is kind of, it was finally awarded. I should say it wasn't that he filed it, but it took several years before people said, what the heck
but
is
he
this?
But he invented it in 1967.
Yes, exactly. Some kind of device. And of course, Wednesday was the summer solstice.
Mm-hmm.
It was also International Yoga Day. Now, this is not made up. Actually, believe it or not, the United Nations actually has this noted.
I can imagine that.
Which is kind of an amazing thing to think about. Yeah. Yoga's been a long. And I said, well, does that include yogurt? No, it's yoga.
No yoga, Dana yoga. It's interesting because yoga is very much about sort of, it's meditation. And
that's
it's
right.
Sort of withdrawing from the self and becoming in tune with the world around you and being aware of that connection.
That's right.
Between all of us. So it's ironic that Wednesday, June 21st, is also National Selfie Day.
Right.
which is the exact opposite of that.
The magic of radio, if you could see the yoga poses we're doing right now. But that's right, it is National Selfie Day.
Downward-facing camera.
You could still take selfies on other days, too.
So fascinating thing about the American flag, the flag-burning case, that was a 5-4 decision, and the deciding vote was Scalia's.
Really?
You would not have thought.
Conservatives
were very upset when Scalia was the decisive vote in favor of the right to burn the flag. But that was, you know, those of you listening out there who are of a progressive lean and hate the name Antonin Scalia and everything he stands for, That was him. He was the one who made that possible.
We are not encouraging people to go out there and begin practicing this, but if you as a form of protest, it is actually protected speech.
Yeah.
Now here's a really fun one. It's on June 22nd. It's Thursday, and I just love this. 1871, a fellow's born, Arthur Wynne. He dies in 1945. He's British born. He's a puzzle maker. And he invented the crossword puzzle in 1913. But now, this is the great thing. He called it the word cross puzzle, but the typesetting guy, I guess, was dyslexic and changed it to crossword. And that's the name that stuck.
Nice.
Isn't that cool? Like, there's a question for crossword. Yeah. What was the original word?
What was
word?
The original word cross? Yeah. Someone switched the type. Probably would not have been able to solve that puzzle very well.
No.
Yeah.
But it's also a day that we can at least note... that Galileo was sentenced to prison by the Inquisition for teaching that the Earth revolves around the sun.
1633, that happened?
Yeah, yep. But it was reduced the following day to house arrest for life. Is this good news or bad news?
I mean, I guess if you're Galileo, it's good news.
Yes,
but
I guess so, but, you know, that...
Slightly
here
better.
Here we have two things happening that week between Galileo and also Salman Rushdie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who are speaking their conscience, speaking the truth, and yet in attempts to quash them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of an interesting kind of thing.
And in the case of Galileo, quashing the objective truth, right? I mean, it's not even a controversial position that I'm taking on a controversial issue, but this is an established fact that the Earth revolves around the sun,
and we can't handle this
to the point where we have to suppress it.
You mean it was not an alternative
fact? It was not an alternative fact. Well, I guess it was at the time.
Yes, that's right. But, yeah, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
That science counts, facts count, truth counts.
Yep. And won out in the end,
yes,
ultimately,
that's right.
in this case.
Friday the 23rd, the saxophone is patented, 1846. Which is good news if it's played well, and it's bad news if you've heard it played badly.
by an instrument maker named Adolf Sax, because Adolphophone was taken, I guess.
I love that. Yeah, we can be happy about that.
Yeah.
Oh, darn, I really wanted that. Also, 18 on that the 23rd, that's when the first practical typewriter is patented. But it's only able to type capital letters, built in 1873, which is kind of wild. And what this was a giant innovation to have lowercase letters?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, people were using it to write letters to the editor, and the editors were getting upset. Like, come on, people, don't scream at me.
That's right. Now, I liked this one. I did not know this. Birthday, Stuart Sutcliffe, 1940, who is a bass guitarist for the Beatles. Before they became famous, and partially credited with coming up with the name of the group, when he jokingly suggested Beatles as a play on Buddy Holly's Crickets.
Yeah.
Now, I was really surprised to hear that. And
good old Stu.
But, you know, there is something local that happens, and it is really great history. On June 23rd, 1957, sit-in began in Durham. The Royal Ice Cream Parlor had a doorway on one street with a white only sign and another marked colored only.
Mm-hmm.
And to protest, local minister and six young African Americans went to the ice cream and took up booths on the white side. And the manager called the police, who charged them with trespassing. They were fined. They were found guilty, went to court. The Supreme Court refused to hear the case, but it laid the foundation for further sit-ins.
I was actually surprised. I'd never heard of this until Scott sends me a list of things, and I was looking at that. I was like, I'd never heard of this before.
That's right. That's
and the really interesting thing is the Supreme Court didn't take the case.
I know. I was really surprised.
Right?
At that. Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're waiting for some, like, maybe there's some quirk in the case that they didn't want to take it for some reason or other. But you think about the Supreme Court, this is 3 years after Brown versus Board of Education. They're moving in that direction. Why didn't they take that case?
The Montgomery boycott happened in 1954 with Dr. King, so it's surprising. But Dr. King actually does come to Durham eventually, the White Rock Baptist Church. So, you know, that's an important kind of milestone. It's not that far off, and we need to keep that in mind.
Yep.
And that's a great part of the history. Now, this day, we just know that there's some funny things. there is on this same day.
I don't even know where you're going with this.
Friday the 23rd is National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Oh, yes.
Now, I don't know
that's
how
that's tomorrow,
people,
everyone.
That is tomorrow.
So
that's
if
right.
you have a dog and you want to take them to work.
Yeah. You want to go to work, Dora?
No.
Exactly.
I know better.
So you say, hey, but I heard it on the radio. They said I'm supposed to take a dog to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's your dog, not just a dog.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And well, now, when we get into Saturday, this is kind of wild. I did not know this, and I thought, well, wait a minute. 1947 is when the first official UF report
UFO
was filed.
Report.
Yeah, UFO report yeah. was filed on an unidentified flying object that a fellow saw flying near Mount Rainier in Washington State. Now, you mean this is the only time
this UFO was lost? It should have been over New Mexico or Nevada yeah, or something
right.
like
well,
that.
Well, maybe that's the whole point. They yeah. were lost. You're exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, there you go.
But that's kind of an interesting thing. And you were saying just a little while ago about Hamilton, and 1807 on that same June 24th is when Aaron Burr was arrested for 4 months and indicted for treason against the yeah. U.S. He had organized an armed militia of about 60 men, the exact purpose of which has never been determined.
He is an interesting guy
he
with
is.
A great career arc, right?
Well, he probably thought his arch nemesis was obviously Hamilton, but this is like, what is this wild,
yeah.
you know,
like, you talk
idea.
About a guy who runs completely off the rails.
Amok.
Like, this
yeah.
was, he was the vice president, a vote away in the Electoral
right.
College from being president.
Yes.
And then shoots Alexander Hamilton, leaves the vice presidency in a degree of disgrace, heads west
yeah.
and organizes this
what?
Whatever it was even yes. going to be. Yeah.
Very odd.
Yeah.
Certainly not any. But he's. What I thought was interesting is they indicted him for treason,
mm-hmm.
based apparently on either the accounts or something. You're like, what was he?
Yeah. Well, they were. He was organizing an army for some purpose or
yeah,
other.
But,
yeah.
60
or
people
militia.
Don't really count as an army.
I mean,
well,
John Brown did a lot of.
Well, that's true.
Made a significant impact with less than that.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
yeah. I didn't understand about this on the 24th, too, is Sir Fred Hoyle, who used the term, he's the guy who came up with the term the Big Bang Theory, but he meant it derogatorily as an alternative theory in which the universe was created.
Yeah.
Of course, that's the one.
And that's
Isn't
the one that,
that
sticks,
that
yeah.
Let's
like come
say,
up with
oh,
the
it's
insult.
It's a big donut
their,
theory
yeah.
to describe a galaxy. Like, well, that's the one that's a great way to describe
yeah.
it.
You read Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes.
Calvin
yeah,
and,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
remember
the
strip
comedy.
Where Calvin
yes.
is talking about the Big Bang Theory. Like, oh, they should have come up with something even like even bigger. Like, Big Bang is so anticlimactic. Hobbes is like, what would you call it? He's like, the horrendous space kablooey.
That's
that
perfect.
Would have been better
yes,
than the
I
Big
like
Bang
that.
Theory. Thank you, Calvin. Yes.
That is really good.
All right. So speaking with Scott Washington History Matters, we got to wrap up. So
yeah.
one more item.
Well, let's see. You know, on the 25th Sunday is when George Orwell was born mm-hmm. in 1903. Interestingly enough, after this last election, 1984 became an instant bestseller.
Yes.
As a result. Isn't that fascinating?
I cannot imagine.
I mean, we've
why.
Got these people, you know, Salman Rushdie and him that are, you know, these are, when you have something to write, when you have something to say,
yeah.
it can matter. So I hope that when you or anybody who's listening has some good thought, whether it's funny or it's a cartoon or whether it's profound, we need to share it. This is the country to do it in because history matters.
Absolutely. Scott Washington, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron, as always. And good luck on your trip.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear that exciting details, how it became an unnational park.
An unnational park. I'm gonna have to find that out. One way or the other, I'm going to learn, because I don't actually know the
I know.
Story. I know that it did, but I don't know actually
did the
details.
Bears leave?
So.
Oh, well, we have
oh,
to
man.
Stay tuned
Something
to next
happens.
Week. Yeah.
I will let you know.